The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Had to do that. Had to bring back the camel out of retirement. Happy Wednesday. KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio and the backup team. Again in place. Carl, for those of you who are joining us and didn't hear, Carl and Linda spending the week with family. Now, Carl went off on some sort of thing he wanted to do that involved things that go boom. Linda,
is one of his favorite things to
do. And Linda spending time with her family down in the Sacramento area. Yeah, and they are both going to be joining the Snooks down there for a Thanksgiving gathering. And far out. They left us up here to fend for ourselves, but we're okay with that.
We have hump day. That's all that matters, right?
Bob Blongi, Ashley S. is here. And your phone calls, comments in the chat room, I'll be opening that up in just a moment. Now, I'm also my own engineer, so occasionally I'm doing things like fumbling around looking for the camel, because that's how I wanted to open the show this morning. Because the camel has not had an appearance for a long time. He had a good run. He was on the air for about a year.
Wow.
Almost 2 years, I think. And then we finally retired him because we figured we had beaten that joke utterly into the ground.
But I don't think I'd heard it, so I'm glad you brought it back.
Yeah, that's from the Geico commercial, of course. Mm-hmm. We have a change in our weather, and I'm just going to say right up front, first real rain of the season.
Yay.
Things happen to our roadways that have been sitting there gathering up oil all summer long. And don't be heavy on the brakes or jam on the accelerator, because the laws of physics will turn around and nip you badly. So, we do have weather.
One of the a driving tip that I was told that I always goes in my head is if it's raining, pretend like your grandmother is taking her chili in her lap to the chili cook-off at church in your passenger seat. So that's a good way to remember all how to drive is pretend like grandma is there, and she can easily spill the chili all over your car.
And that would not be a good thing. Yeah.
Yes. Another thing to keep in mind is that California law states if your windshield wipers are on, your headlights must be on also.
Yeah.
It's a visibility thing. It's not so you can see. It's so others can see you.
Yeah.
That's incredibly important when you're out there and it's the first rain of season. I know it's been a long time, and so that's one of those I see it every time. Every time it rains, somebody doesn't have their headlights on. And they're much more difficult for me to see on the road.
And a popular car color, of course, is that silver gray color that just vanishes in gloomy conditions. So you might be able to see them fine, but you are invisible. And let's face it, we got a lot of out-of-town dump trucks in town. Drivers not familiar with the area, a lot of heavy equipment. Now, the dump trucks are probably taking the day off, especially the rest of this week, both for the holiday and for the fact that it's getting pretty hazardous out there. And we'll expand a little on the weather and that there's a flash flood watch in effect.
Yes. So with all of the rain coming down and the burn scars, just be careful. That's where a flash flood watch is. Today's high is expected to be a total of 53, down to 46 tonight. 54 tomorrow and 49 for your Thanksgiving evening. So it'll be pretty chilly out there. You're going to want to make sure you have your jacket if you're playing football with the family. Rain pretty steady today and tomorrow, but it's going to start really coming down tomorrow night. And it'll be heavy through good portions of Friday, and then it'll start clearing up over your weekend.
So snow level's pretty high, but a lot of water's going to come down. National Weather Service did issue a flash flood watch in effect through Friday morning. This will include the camp, the car, the Delta, the HERS, and other areas, and the Mendocino complex.
Yep.
There's going to be runoff. There may not be big, heavy landslides like we see in Southern California, but there will be a lot of junk running off the hillsides. It will promptly clog up the storm drains.
And most of the car fire specifically was uphill of Redding.
Yeah.
So the Sacramento will not be clear and pretty.
While we may not see the huge landslide Southern California style, as I was assured by our city manager, you could see this junk immediately clogging up the storm drains and then the street flooding. And if you hit that flooded street at, 40 miles an hour, it's going to ruin your whole day.
Absolutely.
So be aware of that. There is, even if you're on Interstate 5 and Highway 299, you should be alert for possible road problems due to flooding, rock, and debris flow. And then we've got winds gusting up to 45 miles an hour, which means the trees that have been damaged very well could fall over because
they
may look
the
okay.
Structure.
Yeah, the root structure has been scorched. This fire burned way down into the earth. It sterilized it. So those root structures are gone. And gray pines, California pine, whatever you want to call them, I can't use the common term for those pines, do not have a robust root system to begin with. And so if that's compromised, these things are going to fall over, and you're talking 4,000 or 5,000 pounds of tree landing on you. That's not going to be good for the rest of your day.
Your home or your car or anything like that.
Just be careful. We want to keep all the listeners that we do have. By the way, Sungold popped into the chat room and mentioned that and I got the call from Waste Management, and city's going to be the same way. Your refuse for pickup will be delayed by a day. So if you're on a Thursday, Friday, or on a Thursday or Friday pickup, your pickup will be delayed by a day. In other words, it'll be pushed back to Friday or Saturday. So bear that in mind when you're setting your cans out.
Yep.
In fact, that's going to be a problem for me because I'm going to be out of town on Friday, and Friday's my normal pick. I'm going to be out of town Saturday.
Friday's
my
normal
pickup day. Yeah. So 605-4567, the number to call here at KCNR. I see some people in the chat room. You want to chime in? We got Sheriff Tom Bosenko coming up this morning.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
So he's always a pleasure to chat with.
He is. He is a pleasure.
Before I first met him, I kind of had this expectation that he was very rigid and the rules. I don't know why, just maybe the title. But once I got to meet him and talk with him and hear him talking with everybody on the radio, it was like, oh, he's just like a cool guy like the rest of us.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
I'm going to change topics just real quick to get this out there. My family, we have no children left in the family. We're all grown up now. And so we are looking for interesting Thanksgiving traditions. So we'd love for you to call in and let us know what your favorite Thanksgiving tradition is. We have a couple of weird Christmas ones, which I might bring up next hour if we get some response here. So I would love to get some ideas because we don't have the kids running around and this and that. I mean, I've heard the football. We're huge food people. But I would love to know what your Christmas tradition is, listeners out there. Give me some ideas so we can make tomorrow fun for my family.
Hmm. If you wanted an interesting alert here that we found in the Washington Post, romaine lettuce is, and if you use romaine lettuce in your salads because you don't want iceberg, romaine lettuce, unsafe to eat in any form, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention said Tuesday in a food safety alert. There's a new outbreak of illnesses caused by a particularly dangerous type of E. coli. The CDC is telling consumers, throw away any romaine lettuce you may have already purchased. Restaurants should not serve it. This is pretty drastic.
Wow. Normally it's contaminated to like a state or a brand or something.
Yeah, restaurants should not serve it, stores should not sell it, and people should not buy it no matter where or when the lettuce was grown. Doesn't matter if it's chopped whole. It's a pretty broad warning. Just 2 days, of course, before, well, in our case, the day before, you're going to sit down to Thanksgiving dinner. There is some uncertainty about the origin and extent of the bacterial contamination. CDC doesn't say that all romaine contains the bacteria.
But if there's a chance,
yeah, they can
wrap your turkey and have that.
Yeah, they are erring on the side of caution. No deaths reported, but 32 people in 11 states have become sick from eating contaminated romaine. Of those, 13 have been hospitalized. One patient suffering from kidney failure. In Canada, 18 people infected with that same strain of E. coli. So if you've got that big old bag of romaine, toss it.
Yeah.
And I know you're probably not going to get your money back for it. Although romaine, you've spent, what, $3-4 on?
Tops.
Yeah.
There has to be some kind of a pun in there about toss salad.
Yeah. That big, boy, that's topping the headlines.
Yeah.
If you stored the lettuce, because E. coli is nasty stuff.
Absolutely.
Especially because where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But your advice to wash and sanitize any drawers and shelves where the lettuce was stored. You usually get sick within 3 or 4 days of consuming lettuce that is contaminated. This is some nasty stuff. So if you've got romaine, get rid of it. Go back to iceberg or red leaf. A lot of restaurants...
Don't do salad for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe it's just my family, but we've never done salad. And it's like, obviously we do salad on other days, but Thanksgiving is a special day where we bacon wrap the turkey and we have soup.
Bacon wrap the turkey?
Yeah.
Do you deep fry it too? Or
no. But it has a similar brining effect where it locks in all of the moisture.
Ooh.
And then we end up using the bacon. We'll peel it off and whatever survives that because everyone smells it. And anyone in the house is going for that bacon as soon as it comes out of the oven. But whatever survives that goes in the green bean mixture and such.
We got to take a break. Would love to hear about your Thanksgiving traditions. Love to hear whatever is stuck in your craw. It is Free Fire Radio, your community-connected radio station. 605-4567. Hop in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Back with more after this.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
I'm here with Dr. Premalat Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening, those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
And now, back to our show.
KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio, and Bob Belongi, Ashley Essie's here to cover the show.
Yay. Well,
of course, Sheriff Tom will be in at 8 o'clock, and he'll help us out. He's a helpful kind of guy. Now, how many counties, I'm trying to think of, how many places in America can you just walk up to the county sheriff, the top law enforcement dude in the county, say, hey, Tom, how are you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's not a political thing or anything like that. It's just that's the kind of county that we live in.
And you can expect a sincere response.
Exactly.
Which I enjoy.
But we do have a lot of challenges, and so Tom will be here to answer some of your questions.
Yeah, so be thinking about that. Let those percolate, and you can call us at 605-4567 or tune in on the chat room at KCNR 1460.
.com.
Yay! we can relay those if you type it in online, or you can ask them yourself by calling.
You know, I was out in the morning doing the morning dog walk. You know, the dog has
I did the same thing.
First thing in the morning business to take care of. And it was a gratifying thing to hear my heat pump come on, because that means that it's working properly. It works properly because it was installed by the experts at Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service. No matter what make or model you've got, they can keep it up. Warranties, and they will do, they guarantee their work, and they have 7-day-a-week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, their website, homecomfort.org. And Ashley mentioned during the break, if you have not pulled the turkey out of the freezer, might want to think about
it. Your last chance to do that, and if you're having a late day. So there are a lot of pre-Thanksgiving things that we can do to make tomorrow a little bit easier and make tomorrow really about family. And one of those things, if you're cooking a turkey, if that's your assigned task, as it tends to be in my family, then make sure your turkey is out now. And if it's not, you might want to try to figure something else out. Because it's not going to be thawed in time. And cooking a frozen turkey is inadvisable.
Yeah, because parts of it don't cook, and then you've got a host of problems. Actually, if you don't know what you're doing with your turkey, if this is your first time, help is at hand and has been at hand for many, many years, as they have done for decades now. The Butterball Turkey Hotline is available, 1-800-BUTTERBALL. And you don't necessarily have to have bought your turkey from Swift's Premium. This is for anybody to call in and ask. Naturally, they're going to, you know, sell you the Butterball, although you've already bought your turkey
this time.
Hopefully
you have your turkey at this point.
But it's kind of a cool thing, 1-800-288-8372. That's 1-800-BUTTERBALL, or go to butterball.com. Make sure, do not put a frozen turkey in a deep fryer. Every year, the fire department has to respond, because when you put a frozen object into hot boiling oil, it explodes.
Turns out, yeah.
The laws of thermodynamics. You want to completely cook that bird all the way up to 165 internal temperature, and don't just stick it on the surface. Jam that thermometer well. The turkey won't be hurt
anymore.
Stab that thermometer way deep into the breast and make sure that the center of the breast there is at 165 degrees.
And not touching the bone.
And not touching the bone, because you want it completely cooked, because what better way to ruin a holiday gathering than sending people off to the ER? Because they're a little busy.
Yeah.
And they want Thanksgiving, too.
So I used to, this is Thanksgiving is my first Thanksgiving in a very long time, not working in broadcast journalism in the news but part of the motto there is news never sleeps. So KRCR will be on the air, as always, tomorrow and Christmas and every day.
News never sleeps. Did that replace If It Bleeds, It Leads?
Maybe. Although I think we kind of go by both now. But we used to take bets on Thanksgiving as far as when the first turkey fryer incident, how late in the day the first turkey fryer incident will happen, and also where it'll be.
Yeah. There's some great videos of what happens when frozen bird meets boiling oil.
I do believe the fire department has they've filmed it. And
people who obviously never read a physics book or stayed awake in the class, and they fill the burn, they fill the pot almost to the brim.
Yeah.
Then they drop an object into it. And
Archimedes
proved a long time ago that there's this thing called displacement. If something goes in, something comes out.
Yep.
And what happens is the oil splashes over the side, and usually these turkey fryers are sitting on a big propane burner. Now hot oil is meeting open flame. And you get basically a little nuclear explosion in your if you're lucky, it's in your driveway, but people have set fire to their carports for many, many years now trying to deep fry the turkey.
Yeah, well,
and deep fried turkey is tasty.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people, I had a leftovers competition at work last year. So everybody brought in their different leftover, and I think the bacon-wrapped turkey, which we do, which has a similar effect, barely won out over the deep fried turkey. It was
Now my leftover specialty is the turkey enchilada.
Really?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to bring in leftovers to the station and prove that to me, because I'm not convinced.
Turkey enchiladas have become sort of a thing, and there's lots of recipes out there, there's a lot of variations, but yeah, it's a great way to make use. And of course you can make, if you got a really big bird, you can make up a bunch of batches of this stuff and freeze it, and then thaw it out and enjoy it in a couple of months, you know. So
yeah, my sister's doing both the turkey and a prime rib. My sister is the cook in the family, and I'm going to make sure everybody celebrates this holiday as much as possible kind of a person. And so she sort of spearheads the family get-togethers and birthdays and all of that.
Well, we almost did a ham, because we made a purchase of some farm-raised, locally farm-raised, never saw a factory lot piggy that is languishing in the freezer, and we nearly decided to cook a ham. Then we had other play, and my brother, this is my first Thanksgiving without my mom.
Ah.
So the brothers are all gathering, and so we're going to
lift a glass.
Yeah. And this is the last Thanksgiving before Brenda and I head up north. So it's sort of our gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we're going to go Friday up to Brenda's mom's house up there in beautiful Etna, California, in the heart of the Scott Valley, which, if you've never been there, is one of the prettiest places on the planet, I swear.
I'm pretty sure we have all of the prettiest places on the planet within, 3 hours of Redding, California.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I love it so much.
Yeah.
But you were telling me during the break that you have an interesting way to thaw your turkey. We were talking about
thawing
turkeys.
We tried this last year, and you want to monitor it and make sure the process, but about 3 days, now it's too late to do it now, but about 3 days before you want to cook it, take the turkey and stick it in an ice chest. And that moderates the rate. It's faster than just putting it in the refrigerator, but it's got to be a good ice chest. Use like a Yeti or something like that. Check it every couple of days. Leave it open overnight if it's cool out on the porch. But basically, it worked for us a lot faster than doing it in the fridge, because the fridge is already full of crap from with all the other stuff that you're going to cook. And you don't want to just thaw it in the sink, especially if you have cats.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Bottom of the hour, 7:30. Please give me a call, 530-605-4567. Hop into the chat room, KCNR1460.com. If you've got a little political commentary that you want to throw into the mix, I'm just saying stuff that comes to mind. I'm the facilitator. I'm not the lecturer. So.
I am interested in hearing what you guys cook the day before versus the day of.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, KCNR1460. If you're looking for angry guys yelling at you, sorry, that's not me.
Nope.
Her name was Lola.
The Black Friday sales event going on now at Redding Kia, with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on a 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special. And there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new, completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right. It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
734 KCNR 1460, and this is why I stayed an engineer rather than a talk show host, because I apparently don't get people whipped up into a frenzy where they're foaming at the mouth when they call on the phone.
Some people
are good at that.
I don't really. That's not what I tune into radio for.
Well, and some people do.
Yeah. And totally, if you are one of those people who does, then give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking.
Yeah,
because
we
would love to chat with you.
If you are foaming at the mouth about something, give me a call by all means.
Yeah, if you want this station to be talking about something, the best way to do it is to let us know.
Yeah.
And that's by calling 605-4567 or popping into the chat room.
This is a forum, not a lecture hall.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This portion of the program is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the few full-service jewelry stores you'll find in Reading, 222-2750. They've been a sponsor of this show right from the get-go, Four Winds Jewelry. Now, Ashley, you had something there?
Well, I was hoping you'd brainstorm with me. So okay. A lot of people have the second
more
half.
Like
of...
rain drizzle. More like a brain drizzle.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. I put sound effects in things that entertain me. So now you know a little more about me. A lot of people have the second half of today off.
Yep.
And so I was wondering if what types of things we can make today in order to free up more time tomorrow. So that the last thing you want to do is all of the families in town, you want to hang out, you want to enjoy time with them, and you're stuck in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people end up taking the second half of today off in order to do some of that cooking. So obviously,
and the government can decide, the president can decide if federal employees will get X number of hours off, and it varies from president to president. Right now, Trump is not in good odor with federal employees, so he may say, too bad you got to work the whole day. I don't
know. That sounds like him. But after I finish here, I'm giving blood, and then I have most of the rest of the day off. And so I'm wondering, what do you make the day before? Obviously, you can't really make, like, green beans the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And turkey has to be made the day of, because that's important. But, like, pie could be the day
before?
Pies
are good for the day before. Because
how much can I make today, do you think?
If you open with a soup... soup is always better on the second day.
Okay.
I know people who make a Thanksgiving chili.
Oh, that sounds good.
And they will make it 2 or 3 days ahead of time, and then it rests,
mm-hmm.
and the flavors infuse, and that's mighty tasty stuff.
Hmm.
I'm a big fan of the slow cooker, by
yeah.
golly.
Yeah.
I am the slow cooker king.
Yeah, I've recently started delving into making soups, and so just sort of figuring out and learning how to do that. So one of my tasks this year is to make soup. So maybe I'll make that today.
We just did some split pea. And some people will just hold their noses and run from split pea because they're used to the stuff that comes in a can that looks like green puke.
Yeah. We actually serve split pea from a can for our Halloween party because of The Exorcist.
Yeah, yeah. That is not... I mean, factory-made split pea soup is, in fact, awful. But if you make it yourself and you throw in some ham hocks and assorted,
bacon.
Yeah, and some bacon and stuff like that, and you actually cook the peas yourself, so the result is not something that resembles river silt. It's actually quite tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made a split pea soup about 2 weeks ago, and it was from actual split peas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can get those at, like, Morris Flour Mill.
Yeah, and you can just find them super cheap by the pound. And so that was part of why I was doing it, was I don't know how to cook these, so let's cook it and find out. I hadn't thought to make split pea. I was debating between chicken noodle or beef barley for tomorrow.
Morris Flour Mill is, like, one of my favorite places.
Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to think through what else. We have a phone call. Yay! So I was trying to think through what else comes on Wednesdays instead of just Thursdays. And so I don't know about gravy. Stuffing should be made probably the day of. A green bean casserole, maybe. Cranberry sauce. We've only ever done the can. And so that's something we should try this year. We'll just do a lemon zest over the canned stuff. And nobody touches it, and that's probably why. So if you have a recipe for the cranberry sauce, go ahead and give us a call or drop it into the chat room and let us know.
Yeah, well, one of our listeners did say that I would be missed, and, well, it just likes my bumper music. I am taking, of course, I have that weekend show, Boomer Tech mm-hmm. Radio. This weekend might or might not be live, and the reason is we're going to be at Brenda's mom's house in Aetna.
Mm-hmm.
The internet and Aetna can't really be used in the same sentence reliably. there's a company up there called Siskiyou Telephone that... Alexander Graham Bell would roll in his grave when you talk to him about Siskiyou Telephone. And God bless them, they're trying, but their service is really spotty. I mean, you're
well,
out in the
boondocks.
Yeah. They put in some fiber stuff, but never completed the job, apparently. And so my brother-in-law has... He says DSL, but it's really slow and really spotty. If we can get a reliable connection, we're going to do Boomer Tech live from basically from the mother-in-law's kitchen dining room table.
That sounds like so much fun.
Well, the miracle of electronics. But so stay tuned for that. But we are going to, when we move, we're going to shut down the show. Because I've got to focus on getting moved
mm-hmm.
and selling my house and doing all kinds of things. In fact, we've got some people, we're making a few improvements to the house in preparation. I don't think I'll have a big problem selling it in Reading.
No.
Especially not. If somebody wants to get out of paradise. And
yep.
There are some people who, boy, 11,000 homes, almost 12,000 homes. Holy smoke.
After, like... 300 for me. I think that number is different for everybody. It's just way too many, and that's all my mind can really wrap itself around.
Yeah. I mean, 1,100 homes up here, that was bad, and that mm-hmm. had everybody... The Reading greeting was, did your house make it? But mm-hmm. the entire town of Paradise ain't there.
Yeah. Concow is... I believe there's like one building left in Concow. Yeah.
And some of these communities that were just hanging on, retirement people who didn't have huge insurance policies mm-hmm. to begin with, they're going to go elsewhere. I know lots of people from Paradise mm-hmm. who are just going elsewhere. That's it. Because that town won't be back, if it ever comes back, for years.
Mm-hmm. So if you did not lose your house in the campfire or the car fire, but you know somebody who did... then be thinking about any pictures that you have with that person in that house, because they're going to, when it comes around to claims and insurance and trying to remember what was in each part of the building, all of that, pictures are super helpful. So
yeah.
If you know somebody and like, oh yeah, I took a picture with him from the front yard, and even pictures of the landscaping, they can verify all of that with the insurance. It makes their lives much easier.
I tell you
on
what,
the other
when
side.
We were... packing and scrambling to get out of our house
mm-hmm.
on the car fire was bearing down on us. Fortunately, our house was spared by about a half a mile. I was running around the house with the smartphone, snapping pictures in every. I was like doing panoramas in every mm-hmm. room. Some of the critical stuff, I took serial number pictures of and things like that, because we just didn't have room for all that much, because mm-hmm. our big thing was getting the cats out and the dog and all that stuff, but, getting our boat out.
Yeah, a lot of people just had to leave. They didn't get a choice more than
because of the time of day.
Collect a cat, yeah.
Especially with the campfire.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot people got out with nothing more than... the clothes they were wearing.
Yeah. And so a lot of people didn't get a lot of the alerts that they were trying to send out, and it was just so fast.
Something needs to be done about an emergency alert system. We have figured that out. The fact is what? Our existing EAS was meant for national things. It's been adapted for Amber Alerts and stuff like that. But who pulls the trigger? And obviously the software is imperfect, because look what happened in Hawaii.
Yep.
You know, the missiles are inbound. Ooh, sorry, yeah. Didn't mean that.
Never mind, don't look here. But if you have pictures with somebody, and often if they are coming to you, to your house, maybe for Thanksgiving, then having those on hand, just giving them the files will help them later on.
Yep.
So there are a lot of little things you can do for somebody like that if you get the chance.
One of the big things that happened in Paradise, there's a lot of retired, as I said, and elderly mm-hmm. people living down there. And same up here. We had a lot of retired and elderly people who have problems doing day-to-day things. And that's where a company like, of course, Home Helpers comes in.
Absolutely.
Sharon Clark, what an amazing woman. A businesswoman of the year. A couple of years ago, she's got a great staff of very dedicated, amazing caregivers. They are licensed by the state. They have to pass their background checks. They are DMV screened. They are drug tested because Sharon takes this very seriously. No matter if you need a caregiver 2 hours a day or around the clock, they can base the schedule on the needs of your loved one. Sharon will come and see you for a complimentary in-home consultation. You can find out more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give her a call, 226-8350. Home Helpers, because there is no place like home. Back with more Free Fire Radio after these messages. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Plaster Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
begs the question, where do these little pop stars go when they kind of go to Steve, you know? Remember Britney when she was at her peak?
I was in middle school, I think, at that point.
Yeah. And haven't heard much from her. Is she in an Indian gaming casino somewhere? I think that's where pop stars go to die, like the Elephant Graveyard.
Because of my opinions about music. I really hope so.
And that's not to denigrate the entertainment at Indian gaming casinos, but it seems like these acts, I mean, the guy's on walkers, you know, and that's where they have
the
their
guitar
last
to
gasp.
Put them on
stage. Yeah, yeah, they got to, like, duct tape the guitar in the guy's hand. And they're squeezing,
laugh,
you know, squeezing a few more nickels out of the memories, but...
But people love it.
Well, bless them. Yeah, they're going out doing what they love to do. But it's just kind of funny. You see all these acts that nobody's heard of for years.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
So who knows what Britney is doing. Last I saw, she had kind of bloomed a little bit, you know.
I believe
that
you.
High-end lifestyle does
for you. I don't care enough to Google it.
Yeah. Oh, my. And you wonder about, like, the Kardashians. I mean, they were already... They already had backsides that were roughly the width of a mini of a Cooper. What happens when that middle age thing hits?
Yeah, most of the people that I listen to, yeah. I actually could not identify them on the street.
Yeah.
I don't know what they look like.
Same here. I've completely lost track of my music, and most of my growing up music are the exact people who are showing up in those gaming casinos. By the way, you know.
Well, if good on them for continuing their work.
Exactly. This is not, it's just kind of humorous that that's where they all end up.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of Free Fire Radio, as we head up towards, and mercifully, Tom Bosenko, our Shasta County Sheriff, coming in at the top of the hour, Joel at 5 after, and he will have more interesting things to talk about than I do.
I like what you have to talk about.
Maxwell Insurance and Financial brings us this portion of the program. All your insurance and financial needs under a single roof. Judy Maxwell, just a class act. She's there to help families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. She's been doing that since 1993. They are at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union, 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And a constant visitor to the holiday table are the little furry friends underfoot.
Yes, and I think that's you would be missing out if you don't have a furry friend that you count as part of the family. And we have several in the house, and every single one of them knows when Thanksgiving is coming, and they love it because they definitely enjoy the leftovers. They enjoy my father-in-law specifically is very good about sneaking food to them, and so they know who to go to because animals get pretty smart like that. But there are a lot of things that they can't eat. So because we love our furry friends, we want to make sure that they get only stuff that's good for them. So, like, even though they can have the meat of the turkey, the leaner parts, having the turkey skin is not something that a lot of pets can have. They have trouble processing it, and there are a lot of fats in there, and sometimes it can even be fatal. So make sure if you're sneaking food off the plate without the host knowing to the dogs, make sure it's the good stuff. Turkey stuffing and gravy sometimes can't. They have a high toxicity for both dogs and cats. Cranberry sauce can be found on almost every table tomorrow, and make sure it stays on the table. Don't want the pets to get to that. Bones. A lot of people think, yeah, dogs love bones, so you give the bird bones to the dog.
Bad idea.
Bird bones, because they're birds, they splinter, and it can get caught in the animal's throat and shred the throat on the way down. So there are specific kinds of bones that dogs can have. Turkey bones are not one of them.
Yeah, so bad idea. Uncooked is not as bad, but a cooked turkey bone is bad juju for a critter.
You get brittle and just shred all of that in there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to feed them mashed potatoes, but the skins, especially on the potatoes,
are going to be terrible. Oh, yeah, it's a nightshade family.
Yeah. And so they can't have a lot of the potatoes, and most fruits they can't have nuts they can't have because it's very difficult for them to digest. And potatoes, yes.
And in a non-edible category, the famous poinsettia plant, mm-hmm. which is very common in households. People are starting to buy them about now. Bad, bad for cats.
Yes. And
extremely toxic.
Yeah. There are certain...
Mistletoe, very toxic for animals. But so if you have a cat who likes to chew on things, you want to keep those...
Especially things dangling from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try to avoid those as much as possible. But
Now, Jimmy called.
Hi,
and
Jimmy.
He mentioned that partly due to the season...
Mm-hmm.
And partly due to, because a lot of stuff are ordering things through Amazon, and Amazon makes heavy use of the post office.
Mm-hmm.
Locally, you've got three or four post offices that are just overwhelmed, in this case the Chico Post Office, but also Sacramento, right now are heavily overwhelmed with a lot of diverted mail that is being rerouted, because post offices in several towns there in Butte County aren't there anymore.
Yeah.
Which is, the check was in the mail or some package or something, like, what a mess to clean up.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have no idea how you go about proving that your check ended up being burnt to a crisp.
Well, if it's a handwritten check, then, and you don't have the digital trail of it, then a lot of checkbooks have that backer. You can send the picture.
But if you're
of it
trying to prove to the credit card company...
You were trying to pay on time.
You were trying to pay on time, and, show us the postmark.
I can show you my checkbook. That's as close as I got.
So, Jimmy points out in the chat room, if it's something that's mission critical or timely, spend the extra couple of bucks, send it priority, and get a tracking number on it.
Yeah, that can be super
helpful. That's
how
you determine that this letter, which was supposed to be like 2 days, is taking close on to a week.
Wow. Yeah. There are a lot
The system is overloaded.
There are so many repercussions, even for people who didn't lose homes, don't know anybody. I don't think there's anybody who doesn't know anybody who lost a home.
The downtown post office was a zoo.
Yeah.
For many days.
That will affect everybody in the community, which is why it ends up being a community effort to solve.
Yeah. But we get through this. We get through all this stuff as a community, and that's part of what we're all about. By the way, next hour, let's billboard it once again, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Bosenko will be in studio, and I'll get to thank him for the process. Now, I went and renewed my carry permit.
Mm-hmm.
Process is very streamlined now. There's delays that are built in by our state government.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some delays due to financial considerations. You know, you could have, four or five people working it, and they'd still be running a little behind. But, of course, the state is trying to delay issuance of permits to law-abiding citizens, and meanwhile, they're turning the bad guys loose left and right. I don't understand that.
Yeah. I don't want to get in that mood today.
I guess I should mention about Holly Bail Bonds then. You want to go down and sign that petition. I think
Absolutely.
You've got just a few more days to go sign that
SB 10
petition.
While you're out and about this weekend,
yeah.
Go and drop by Holly Bail Bonds and sign that petition.
You know, if we basically turn our bail system over to a group of community activists to say, oh, no, this person really didn't mean to do these bad things. We just let them go. And they promise they'll show up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, dear me.
So while I'm thinking about shopping over the weekend, remember that we do have Small Business Saturday coming because we aren't going to be on the air tomorrow or Friday. I wanted to put this out there on our last minute.
Oh, yeah.
Before the top of the hour.
Small Business Saturday.
Yeah,
go to Enjoy the Store or one of our other local merchants.
Yes, absolutely. And I know a lot of people that I know avoid town altogether this weekend because Friday, Black Friday, and all of that is going to be terrifying. But if you get the chance to maybe drink your hot cocoa, find your Christmas tree on Friday, and then come in and participate in Small Business Saturday. Because it's really the small businesses that make this community as wonderful as it is. When we talk about Dutch Bros, we talk about Home Helpers, we talk about North State Firearms, we talk about all of these different local companies. And so if you get the chance, come into a company on Small Business Saturday.
And with that, we had a phone call. Somebody had a question for the sheriff. We're coming up on the top of the hour. KCNR Shasta Reading the News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Over the roads, on the rails, and in the air, Americans are heading out for Thanksgiving. 54 million expected to venture at least 50 miles from home for the holiday, a record, according to the AAA.
This year we're seeing even more travel because, you know, there's a stronger economy, higher wages, people are more confident in spending, and they're doing that by taking their extra money and putting it into travel, whether that's hitting the road or buying airline tickets or traveling in some other form.
AAA's Jeanette Castellano says the vast majority of Thanksgiving travelers, 48.5 million, will be driving.
If you're traveling on the roads, you know, make sure you get plenty of sleep. If your travel allows you to leave early or later in the day, those are probably your best bets because during the middle of the day, you're going to see the highest congestion.
Romaine lettuce is at the heart of an E. coli outbreak.
The CDC puts it bluntly.
We want people to not eat or buy any romaine lettuce, and that includes whole head romaine, hearts of romaine, romaine that could be in a salad mix.
Dr. Laura Giraltowski says they have yet to find the source of an E. coli outbreak that sickened more than 40 people in both countries. Produce buyer Gina Giardina trashed hundreds of pounds of romaine.
We're just throwing it away. So wasteful.
This woman says it's for the best.
Pull it, don't you think? I mean, nobody wants to get E. coli on Thanksgiving or ever.
This is the third E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce in the past 2 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
Home sales rose last month, breaking a six-month losing streak. President Trump thanking Saudi Arabia for plunging oil prices, benchmark crude dropping below $65 a barrel, as the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Russia have stepped up output. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 103 points, the NASDAQ 80 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Now play. What are you fighting for?
Gotta do what my father couldn't.
The movie event, 40 years in the making.
Greg was good. It's dangerous.
Arrives.
You got people that need you now.
Creed 2 will make the whole family stand up and cheer. Michael B. Jordan.
We gotta do this together because we're a team.
Sylvester Stallone.
Now you know what you're fighting for.
What's your name?
Creed!
Creed 2, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
The U.S. and Israel are weighing an offer from Russia concerning Syria. The latest from the media line's Charles Biblazer.
Russian President Vladimir Putin reportedly offered Israel and the United States a deal to remove Iranian troops from Syria in return for sanctions relief on the Islamic Republic. Russian officials have previously stressed that they cannot fully roll back Iran's military footprint in Syria. Nevertheless, they have worked with Jerusalem to ensure that Iranian-backed Shiite forces, including members of Hezbollah, do not operate within approximately 60 miles of Israeli territory. The recent transfer by Russia to the Assad regime of the advanced S-300 defense system has curtailed Israel's ability to conduct cross-border strikes targeting Iranian assets. It remains unclear whether President Donald Trump is weighing Putin's offer. I'm Charles Biblazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. New York authorities say they're all set for Thanksgiving holiday events.
As usual, New York's big Thanksgiving events, the giant parade Thursday and the public balloon inflation the night before, will be heavily secured with metal detectors, radiation sensors, and heavy weapons teams, basically to help people feel safe.
There are no credible threats to any New York City
Thanksgiving-related events specifically or to our city itself in general.
Police Commissioner James O'Neill says security at the parade will be visible and unseen. The weather forecast calls for unusually cold weather and breezy, though not windy enough to ground the giant balloons that are the parade's signature attraction. Warren Levinson, New York.
Forecasters say rain expected over parts of Southern California burned by recent wildfires will probably be significant enough to cause problems. There is concern over the possibility of mud and rock slides, and light rain falling in some parts of Northern California, where a deadly wildfire has been burning for nearly 2 weeks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the 8 o'clock hour of Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda off on assignment, enjoying some time, some family time and other activities. And, of course, tomorrow and Friday we will have best of episodes of Free Fire Radio. So you can have that on in the background while you are doing your Thanksgiving preparations on the Thursday morning, and then Friday morning you'll be recovering from all the tryptophan. So you'll digesting
enjoy
your food. Yeah, so just kick on the radio and enjoy. Turning to the weather, we've got a couple of things going on in the weather. A flash flood watch, especially in some of the areas of the county that are downslope from those heavily burned areas. A lot of water is going to fall in a very short period of time. That brought us a special weather statement from the National Weather Service. And on top of that, wind. And some of these trees that were severely damaged by the fires could topple over. And that's a very bad thing. So we want you to please be safe out there. Other than that, temperature around 45 today, light and variable winds, and then the winds will pick up. Rain up to about half an inch tonight. The rain starts in earnest. And Thanksgiving Day, we can see wind gusts up to 28 miles an hour. So, and Thursday night, more rain, heavy at times. So we're going to get a couple of inches of rain on very dry soil, so there'll be a lot of runoff. Storm drains are going to clog. There's going to be debris in the street, so please be careful out there. Right now we're going to take a quick divert to get some financial update from our good friend Susan Eastman. Susan, how are the markets doing according to Wells Fargo?
Well, right now the major averages are rebounding from yesterday's downbeat session as tech shares and oil prices recover. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 144 points at 24,610. The S&P 500 is positive 16 points at 2,658. And the NASDAQ Composite is gaining 96 points at 7,005. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, General Electric up 17 cents at 782. Bank of America positive 21 cents, trading at 27.59. In Canada, up 30 cents at 7.36 per share. Turning to local stocks of interest, Verizon down 27 cents, trading at 59.19. AT&T up 39 cents at 29.82. And PG&E up 62 cents at $24.13. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is up 2 basis points to 3.07%. And for commodities, prices are higher. Gold is up $7.40 at $1,230 per ounce. Silver up 24 cents at $14.62. And crude oil is rebounding from its lowest point in 1 year, up $1.12, trading at $54 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR, and I wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you, Susan, and we're going to throw a switch here. And, Susan, say happy Thanksgiving to Carl. Oh, I guess Susan rang off. Hey, on the line, the big guy himself, Carl.
Ooh, hi, Carl.
The Colonel. Morning, Carl.
Hey, it's Carl and Linda. And we just,
good morning.
Oh,
hi, Linda.
We just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and that we know that, as we all have, we've all been touched by our friends that have had tragedy in their lives in these fires, and that this Thanksgiving, I think, though, is going to be very special for a lot of people that may have lost material things, but they have their families with them, and maybe a time for everybody to give thanks that they weren't touched by the fire, and to find ways to help people, to help the people that were. And so we just wanted to say Happy Thanksgiving. But the sheriff, or is the sheriff there?
Yeah, I am, Carl. Thank you for that message, too.
You know, and Tom, we want to thank you and all of our law enforcement personnel, all of our first responders for everything you all do. You know, a lot of times, you know, people forget about it until there is something that reminds them that if it wasn't for our first responders, we would have so much more that would have happened, and, you know, would have happened, you know, to make things worse. If it wasn't for people like you and all of your troops out there, and all from our firefighters and all of that. So we want to thank you and hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving, too.
Well, thank you, Carl and Linda. It's humbling. We have some very hardworking staff that's very dedicated to their job, as well as all of the first responders, fire, medical, and law enforcement. And we're there 24/7 for you folks and for the community.
Well, you all are part of the community, too, and some people forget that also, that you and our police and our firemen and our medical all live in our community. So it's that you are a part of it that way also.
Yeah, well, thank you.
But anyway, I just want to say, you know, Happy Thanksgiving also to our Bob and Brenda and Ashley and Diane and
Hi.
Jennifer and Sue
Jared.
And Jared and Connor. So we just hope everybody has a great one.
Now, Carl, it's my understanding, I'm changing the subject on you a little bit, that you may have a very tired index finger.
I have two tired hands. I can't believe that they're. This was quite the class.
Good.
Calluses and swollen hands.
and spots that happen when an ejected shell casing hits you on the side of your face.
Burn mark.
and stays
beauty
there.
Mark.
So, yeah. Anyway, it was. We'll talk about that Monday. But again. We wanted to make sure that we just wanted to tell everybody to have a great Thanksgiving. All of our listeners and everybody out there to, you know, that we're going to be fortunate to be able to see our kids and our grandkids. And that's a big thing to us. But so Happy Thanksgiving and Bob and Ashley and all of you all that are working on the studio. You are my heroes.
You're ours.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, Carl.
Okay. All right, everybody.
Thank you, and Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
So they did. We did hear from from
the
powers
colonel.
That be. Yeah, the colonel. The colonel. Here in the studio with us, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Bosanko, and we'll open up. The phones are going to be opened up. But, Tom,
good morning.
Did any of our folks go down to assist with in Butte County?
Oh, absolutely. Almost from day one. The Sheriff Honey put out a request for law enforcement mutual aid. We just call it LEMA. And agencies from all over the North State, police and county, state and cities responded down there. And then they had to go what we call out of region. Our region is the 13 Northern California counties. And then the next region is out of the Sacramento Bay Area. And so law enforcement responded there for the assistance for patrols, evacuations, and continued patrol in the evacuation areas as well. Then later he had to put out a request for mutual aid for the mass fatality task force, which is, again, a number of statewide agencies from the coroner's offices to come and assist there for the task of locating decedents.
There are people already screaming at the top of their lungs that the word didn't get out fast enough, that these alerts weren't sent out in a timely manner, and that this thing moves so fast. I wonder if you could address that.
That's exactly right. We saw it with the car fire, and then in this fire as well. My understanding that it was moving extremely fast. The area is located on a ridge in a drainage, and that was moving very fast. And people were burned in their cars, lost lives along the roadways there trying to get out because of the amount of people. Law enforcement vehicles were also lost. My understanding that you know, maybe close to a dozen between county and state vehicles as well, where the officers had to flee to get ahead of themselves. In one particular case, I heard that a law enforcement officer was able to gather a number of people, quite a number, I don't know the exact one, and got into an intersection and then called for airdrops around him to and saved many, many lives. Wow. That fire was moving extremely fast, and a lot of times with the amount of calls coming into a dispatch center and how fast the fire is traveling, they may not have time to get out the alert systems. People do have to sometimes rely on their own good common sense and try and get out. If this fire would have occurred at 3 o'clock in the morning, we probably would have had many, many more fatalities.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
The number's up to 81, according to Cal Fire's website this morning.
Yeah, the dispatch centers and the officers do the absolutely best they can, but sometimes Mother Nature...
It was an overwhelming event.
It was ruthless, and it is a very fast-moving fire.
Well, we're going to come back, and we're going to open the phones up for questions, comments, and we do have some questions already in the chat room. Jimmy points out, you know, we used to do our civil defense drills in the schools back in the 70s when we were facing, you know, imminent annihilation.
Yeah.
We made friends, and now we don't have any danger. Yeah, we do. There is natural... catastrophe, danger, and
there's
we need
to... no harm
to,
in being prepared.
Yeah, being prepared. And a little self-reliance goes a long way.
Absolutely.
This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition. For Shasta County residents, take a basic CCW course. All that changing after the first of the year, and that's going to be one of the topics we're going to address here on Free Fire Radio. Your calls and comments, welcome in the KCNR chat room, or is 530-605-4567. Taking a break, back after this.
It's the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in ice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean delay,
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Why do you fill me up?
There we are. Love that. Little Foundations there. Great song.
So I have to, I think Alias every time I hear this song.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry I turned on the wrong mic. Carl wanted to know why I was engineering and hosting at the same time. I was trying to keep things fairly simple in here, and Jared indicated he didn't necessarily, because I worked him like a galley slave yesterday. And because we're rebuilding the studio, we were just showing it off to Sheriff Tom here.
And it is a beautiful studio, and that table is amazing. That was created and made by a state granite. It is steel, and then a white and gray granite or marble. Yes, I don't know which it is. Yes, and it's, it is beautiful.
Like, yeah, it is. It is a it is a work of art, and it. Getting it in here is really something. So, but yeah, now we're working on getting all the wires connected. And a lot of wires in a radio studio. Hey, the weather is, of course, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Osenko is in the studio. And
happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
We led into the break with a comment about our local firearms training expert, NORC NFI, and we wanted to kind of come back to that. Maybe we'll just work this in reverse here. The CCWs, it's no secret that the incoming administration wants to, let's face it, tighten the screws on law-abiding gun owners.
That would probably be an understatement. It would. It's already being put out there that he and the administration would like to just basically do away with semi-automatic firearms. Mm. So it's going to be copious amounts of anti-gun legislation coming up in the next year.
Now, you have just like with immigrants, you have sort of you are sworn to uphold the law,
mm-hmm.
but when state law and federal law are at odds with each other, that becomes a tough nut.
Well, we have that right now with Senate Bill 54, Sanctuary State, and the immigration laws. Now, we county and city law enforcement, we're not authorized to enforce federal law. That comes from, obviously, the federal agencies. We have to enforce state and local laws, and we have to comply with the law. Now, sometimes the prioritization of the enforcement of it can be at a different level.
Well, it's just like you're not going to come to my house, knock on my door, and say, do you have a 30-round magazine? I want it.
No, that won't be happening. But we will see a lot of laws. There will probably be some challenges to the laws that will be coming up after they become law. Even though people may believe that they are unconstitutional, they do not legally become unconstitutional until a court rules so.
Really?
Yeah.
Speaking of
so
courts,
we have to argue with it.
To a degree. Now, obviously, as they make their way through, sometimes there's challenges, and they already determine that it's unconstitutional to make a particular type of law. But if it's in the gray area, it doesn't become unconstitutional until it's adjudicated in a court of law.
Jimmy in the chat room asks, what does he think about the Ninth Circuit's decision on open carry, and what about the upcoming lawsuit in California? I'm not sure what lawsuit.
And what Jimmy's referring to is there was a lawsuit in Hawaii regarding CCWs, carry concealed weapons, and open carry, which had been prohibited in Hawaii, and I'm just very, and it was challenged. And the court ruled that open carry was basically legal and people could do that. In California, open carry has been prohibited for a number of years. Governor Brown signed that into law a few years ago. And prior to that, open carry was allowed. And open, what I mean by open carry is being able to carry a gun basically on your hip, exposed, and that's open carry.
Mm-hmm.
And so there will be a lawsuit coming that will challenge that here in California in the near future. There was a court decision on CCWs regarding it was called the Peruta case, and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals really didn't give a great decision as to one way or the other as a kind of a bright line decision. And so it still left the issuance of concealed weapons permit at the discretion of the issuing authority, usually chiefs of police or sheriffs in the state.
You.
Well, we can certainly come back to CCWs if people have specific.
There are some changes that are affecting carry concealed. So on January 1, everybody that is getting a CCW, a new CCW, will be required to have a course of fire. You'll have to qualify with each and every gun that you'll have on the permit, and that is set up by each issuing authority, chiefs of police or sheriffs. And in Shasta County, that'll basically be a five stage course of fire from the 7-yard line, and you'll shoot about 25 rounds, and you'll have to do it with about 80% accuracy, and get all of those inside what we call the 9-ring, because that's on a silhouette target we call a B-27 target. And you'll also, if you're renewing your license, you'll have to qualify with the firearms that are on your permit as well.
The government is too deep into my life. Part of me cringes at that. The practical side of me, who says that there's probably people running around who shouldn't be trusted with a butter knife, says, I don't have a big problem with that. So I'm sort of split on that one.
At least here in Shasta County, all or nearly all the instructors that are authorized to conduct classes, and that's, again, at the approval of the issuing authority, require their students to qualify if they're a basic class, just getting their first permit.
Right.
If they do a renewal class, that's optional. And they can show up to a class and fire some more rounds if they want, but it's not required by law until January 1.
Hmm. So it'll be interesting to see what Mr. Newsom and company throw at us.
They're going to try and tighten that up, or there'll be a push probably for the state to take over the issuance of concealed weapons permits, and you know how many that would end up issuing.
Yeah, only if you're a connected politician. I'm sorry. Yeah. Was I cynical?
No, that's basically right. So, we have about 9,500 concealed weapons permit here in Shasta County. We're one of the top issuing counties in the state, and we're exceeded. The top county is actually Orange County with probably around 15,000 permits. What is the least county? Who has the least number of permits?
SF, I think.
That's correct. Yeah, they only have like one or two. And in Los Angeles, who has tens of millions of population, they only have about 128 permits.
Hmm.
Those are issued to, like, judges and federal law enforcement officers and retired officers.
Well, Dr. Danuka famously observed that in India, where he came from, the only people who could carry weapons were criminals and politicians, and you couldn't tell the difference.
And that's the big thing is the criminals. The criminals don't follow the law. They don't obey the law.
By
definition and by their very nature. And so by making more laws, it only impacts the law-abiding citizen. The criminals aren't going to go and apply. Number one, they can't legally possess a firearm generally, and they're not going to go and get a concealed weapons permit.
Thank you, Ayn Rand.
Does this give you, as law enforcement, more teeth if you find somebody who doesn't or who has a gun that shouldn't?
No. They carry a concealed firearm is still a misdemeanor, which there's been trying to make that a felony, but now with this liberal legislature, they're more interested in getting people out of prison and out of jail than actually having some meaningful laws. And if they would have more impact on enforcement of existing gun laws against the criminals, you would not see as much of the problem. But they need to have the enforcement send people away that are using a gun in the commission of a crime away for a long time. But the governor recently signed into law that allows judges to not count the use of a firearm as a strike or not give sentencing enhancements for using a gun in the commission of a crime if the judge so chooses. So, again, that kind of lessens the impact of using a gun in the commission of a crime.
Not holding, again, personal responsibility.
Right. Right.
So I do not have a CCW. It's something I would like. I just haven't gotten there yet.
Right.
I have a clean record. If, let's say, I have a legally owned gun and I carry it and I get in trouble for it, what's the consequence?
That would be a misdemeanor for carrying it concealed, and that could be a fine of up to $1,000 or could be 6 months or a year in jail. I don't think that would happen, but that's the maximum amount. It depends. I'd have to look that up for the actual sentencing amount.
So I would
just
be,
not
I would
your
be,
color.
You'd be in trouble.
But I'd be better off.
You'd have your gun seized. You might end up going to jail.
Okay.
Depending on where you were carrying. If it was here,
it's such a pain
versus
process.
Los Angeles, yeah, you would want not to go through that process.
All right. Jimmy has a great line in the chat room, but we got to take a break right now. This portion of the program brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. They're a recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award, certified chest pain center. Lots of good stuff over there when it comes to quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be back with more Free Fire Radio right after these messages.
Socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies.
Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
8:35 on KCNR's 1460 Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda will be back on Monday. We have best of shows for Thursday and Friday. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends down there at Man's Last Stronghold Cypress Square Barbershop. Some of us do still require haircuts from time to time,
and some don't.
2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. 244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop. Well, Tom, you could go. They'd have to charge you a finder's fee.
Well, that's correct. What they do is you'd hear a lot of clicking of the scissors and maybe a buzzing of the clippers, but not a lot of hair coming off. And you'd have a good conversation and get to solve many of the world problems there.
Boy, that is the whole idea of Man's Last Stronghold down there. You're not going to find Dr. Phil or Oprah on that TV set.
Well, so, Bob...
Yeah,
so what we have to, we were talking about Thanksgiving earlier and the storm coming in. So it is very important. As you said, the roads have been dry and they get a buildup of oil of vehicles traveling on them. And then with this first rain, that oil floats to the surface and they become very slick. So everybody, not just because of the moisture, but also because of the oil floating up and mixing with the water. So slow down a little bit, take that extra bit of time. And then if you're traveling into the mountains, of course, carry chains. We could get some snow out of this, and or depending on where you're going, if you're going up into the mountains, carry chains, maybe a blanket or two and some water and some snacks in case you get stranded.
Bars,
Let people know where you're going. This just about every year we have to go on a search and rescue for people that go out Christmas tree hunting and get stranded, stuck, or they get lost. And it'd be good to, if you let people know where you're going. Sometimes you may not have cell phone reception, but sometimes a text message can get out from your cell phone if you have a little bit of signal from there.
Yeah, guess what? Your Google Maps or Waze doesn't work in some parts of the Shasta Trinity National Forest. By the way, don't be an idiot. Get a permit and go cut in an authorized area, because it is bad juju to get caught cutting a Christmas tree on somebody's private land or even a public land without the proper
permit. You can have
permit.
Your Christmas spoiled by doing that.
Yeah.
You can get permits at our Shasta Trinity Forest, U.S. Forest Service offices, or you can ask for them to be mailed. You won't get them in time for this weekend if you do that for mailing. Or you can get them up in... Old Station, Fall River area for the Lassen National Forest as well.
Mm-hmm. I see, and I'm going to divert just a second. A lot of people are starting to buy firewood.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of firewood poaching goes on. What if, in order to avoid being caught with a load of illegal firewood, does the cutter have to have some kind of documentation?
Yes, they'd have to have a permit. If it's cut on public land, such as Forest Service, they have to have a Forest Service permit that allows them to take X amount of cords that they have purchased. And if it's cut on private property, even their own property, they need to have themselves a permit that basically this is wood from private land located at such and such a place, and it's their own wood. They can get a citation for that. Or if you're cutting on someone else's private property, if you just have a permission slip and that John Smith has permission to cut and transport firewood from a property located at 123 Anywhere Street or wherever the property is located.
Just save yourself a headache.
Right.
Is there a minimum amount of wood? So if I take up a stick and light it on fire, do I need a permit for that?
Probably not. Probably, well, it depends on lighting it on fire and then what fire are you
throwing. Okay, throw it in the woods, though. Pick up a stick off my own property, throw it in the woods.
No, that's not going to be a problem there. But if you're transporting it, say if you went and cut a cord of wood on some property you may own up in the mountains and then you brought it down to Redding, you're supposed to have a permit, even if it's cut from your own property or at least saying where the wood is being cut from.
Okay.
And then that's the cut back on
the
poultry.
Also, if you're buying firewood, make sure that you are getting a legal measurement of wood. A cord of wood is 4 by 4 by 8, 4 feet by 4 feet by 8. And you can make a measurement with some steel fence posts and have them stack that up there. If they're selling a pickup load of wood, depends on the pickup and how big and how much they do. And then, so buyer beware when you're buying firewood.
Yeah. You mentioned here.
Make sure you service your wood stove or your chimney, too, because it sat all summer long. You know, maybe you had birds that built a nest in there, or you didn't clean it from last year. You have a buildup of creosote, and then that can create flue fires, and that can, again, have a disaster.
Or it could be loaded up with crud that got sucked into the house,
right.
All kinds of bad things.
So have that serviced by a professional.
We don't need any more fires. In
the And then as the holidays come, make sure that your Christmas tree has plenty of water and the pine needles stay as green as they can, because that can be a fire hazard in the home as well.
Nothing goes up quite like a dry pine,
right?
As we have evidenced.
Exactly.
Let's see. By the way, you want to ask a question? This is your chance. Don't wait until 8:55 to dial in, because then we can't. Then we have to turn away the call.
Right.
So if you dial now, we will have plenty of time to address the question properly. 530-605-4567. If you have a question for Shasta County Sheriff Tom Bosanko, very, very simple.
Go, Bob. There's also a lot going on within the county since the late fall, September-ish, August, September. We've had a jail project going on.
Oh, okay.
Myself and my jail captain has been working tirelessly in the past to get additional beds for the jail that we desperately need for offender accountability. And finally, we were able to at least crack the nut on adding beds in the jail. And so the state, Board of State Community Corrections, said, you know what? You have enough square footage in there. If you would add one more shower per every inmate housing unit, you could increase your beds by 8 each, and bring it up to 40 for each of the housing levels. And so we looked at that, and we could, by doing that, adding a shower, we could increase the amount of beds by 102.
Oh,
and so,
and you've said if you can get 100 bad guys off the street, your street crime rate is going to drop.
I mean, it is not a solution. We definitely need more jail beds, and we need an additional jail to cover that. But this is better than much better than a stick in the eye, and it gets us a start. And that project got underway in the late summer, early fall. It'll be completed by the end of the year or the very beginning of 2019. The showers have arrived. They're not your fiberglass type that you might see in your home. They're a commercial grade, industrial grade stainless steel, and they had to do some cutting of walls and stuff within the jail. And they're getting ready to install those now. And then, of course, we had to add some beds, and many of the beds were or cells had some single cells, single bunks to them. And so we had some other bunks installed in those, and then other cells just added, already had double bunks, but didn't have enough shower space. So those will be ready to go. And then we get a change. We get the beds rated and certified by the state, and we're up and running. And we hope to have that done very soon.
For somebody who's looking to get a toehold into the law enforcement field, is it going to be easier for, is it advantageous for somebody to consider, and whatever, what are the qualifications if somebody wanted to become jail staff preparatory to getting fully into law enforcement?
Great question. We are looking to hire people, and starting out in the jail is a good place to start out your career.
Now, that doesn't require full post-training, does it?
That's correct. It does not. Post-training is our Commission on Peace Officer Standard and Training, which all of our folks that are working the streets out on patrol or in detectives, that's required. In the jail, they have to pass a 5-week core training course, and those are core competencies for working in the jail. And our people that work in the jail, those are correctional deputies. They have a different classification within the penal code than the deputies on the street. But it's a great place to learn. We are sending people that have worked in the jail. We're sending them to the 17-week post-basic academy, and then they're coming back and getting trained so they can work on patrol. And we have some people in the academy right now, and then we'll be sending 4 in January for the 17-week academy.
So it seemed to me an ideal candidate would be somebody who maybe has served in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Veterans back, especially.
Yeah.
They have to have a clean background. Basically be 18 or older. Usually we're hiring at 21. But have a clean background, clean drugs, because we have people, we do drug testing, we do lie detector tests in the background, and then we get people that are going to the lie detector, and they go, oh, yeah, those drugs, I did use some last week, and then that just shoots them out of the background process because they were not credible, they had been lying to us, they didn't use drugs, and they get to the lie detector, and then that puts them out of there.
You know, if you did a few back when you were out on, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, at least be upfront about it. And, you know, you may not get a pass, but at least you won't get busted as hard.
So we do look at a lot of stuff in the background. They have to complete a personal history form, which is 20-plus pages of questions, and we do look at references. And because it is, you have a lot of responsibility when you're working in public safety and law enforcement. There. We're also looking for people to work in our records unit. That is a 24/7 job, and these people work very hard at processing those CCW reports, processing reports, and a lot of other stuff. Everything that we do generally gets reduced to writing, and they have to file those reports or electronically. We have a new records management system that is up and running, and we're in partnership with the Reading Police Department and Anderson Police Department for this new RMS, records management system, and that's helping a lot of trying to convert many things from paper to digital status now, and we're working through that.
We're going to take a break, and we got one more segment for you to call in and ask Sheriff Posenko any questions you got, or pop into the chat room, kcnr1460.com. Back with one more segment of Free Fire Radio before Thanksgiving, after this. The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road, just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. One more segment before we run out of time here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda will be back on Monday. Best of episodes on Thanksgiving and on Friday. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Vasenko is here, and you got 9 minutes now to give him a call and then, ask him a question.
And then, Bob, you have to run out and do the last-minute shopping for your Thanksgiving dinner?
Actually, Brenda's taking care of that. Oh. We're going to have a nice, quiet evening, and then tomorrow the insanity breaks loose.
Yeah.
Wanted to backtrack, because somebody mentioned this earlier in a phone call. They didn't want to go on the air. We're going to backtrack to CCWs, and then we'll do a reminder again about the upcoming storm, and because I got to look up some stuff on that. The new CCW form is different, some people are taking some umbrage at the fact that there's going to be a limit on you can't have 50 guns on your CCW.
Right. Some people have applied. They said, hey, you know, I transport a number of guns. The CCW permit and license is not for transportation of guns. It's for carrying concealed on your person. And then some people carry, hey, I want to carry a different gun in the summertime than I do in the wintertime because this summertime gun is smaller and easier to conceal when we're wearing lighter clothing.
Makes sense.
So in the past, we've had an unlimited number. There are some people that have like up to 14 guns on their permit. And we're going to be limiting that to 5. And it's part of it is convenience for our staff because they have to hand type the extra amount of guns, more than 5, on the back of the permit. And then if there's a mistake made, they have to start all over. And then the other part is it'd be good if you carried one type of platform, whether it be a revolver or a semi-automatic, single action or single automatic, double action, whatever the case may be, so then you have your muscle memory with it.
Yeah.
And so more of it's for convenience of staff of 5, and that's plenty. And the majority in the state is somewhere between 3 and 5.
Okay. Nick is on the line. Nick, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Hey, I'm wondering, I just got my CCW re-upped here about 3 months ago.
Great.
Is it going to be good all the way through the 2 years, or am I going to have to go qualify here after the first of the year with my guns?
Good question, Nick. And no, your permit will be fine for the 2 years. When you go and renew it in a couple years from now, you'll have to qualify when you renew.
Hey, and I kind of walk with a stiff leg. Can I stick a little .22 rifle down my pants and have put on my concealed weapon?
Well, that's a little bit TMI right there.
Well, just a thought. Thanks.
Okay. Okay. You can't conceal a rifle
if it was because the,
is that a .1022 or are you just glad to see me?
Exactly. The licenses are for handguns on that, and so. Can't have a concealable rifle.
So let's say I have 6 guns I really want to have on there. Do I need to get 2 permits then?
No, you can only have 1 permit, so you have to pick which are your top 5 and then carry that.
It's so, and there are people who say, well, that's restricting my Second Amendment rights, but concealed carry is not necessarily a Second Amendment right.
You know, I always ask people to be engaged and be familiar and be part of the effort to fight some of these anti-gun laws, and by being a member.
You didn't make this stuff up.
Yeah. No. By being a member of, like, the National Rifle Association, the California Rifle Pistol Association, and other gun rights groups, they're there to help you, the gun owner, and help others. And they have legislative people in our state places down in Sacramento and at the national level. They're fighting for you. And then you can stay also informed of upcoming legislation as well on their websites like NRA, ILA.org or CRPA.org, or also the Gun Owners of California. That's another great group with Sam Paredes. He's been a speaker here on the show for a number of times, and that's California Gun Owners. .org or .com. You can look that up. And so that is a great one. And Sam's always there, busy in the state capitol as well for gun owners.
All right.
And is there a list online somewhere if we missed one of those pieces that we can...
Yes, you can go to the California Rifle Pistol Association, just do a engine search on that, or you can do an engine search on the National Rifle Association, and they have it broken down both federal and by each state for pieces of legislation information. A lot of great information, statistical information, and mythbusters on some of the anti-gun propaganda that's out there. And then also Gun Owners of California. There's also a gun group called...
Sam Paredes is a fighter.
He is. He's been here. He's been on the air a number of times. And also there is a group called Gun Owners of America as well. On the national level. So there's a number of things, and they're usually very minimal amount of money to be a member. Sometimes there's insurance policies that come around with them for theft of firearms or if you're injured while enjoying shooting sports.
Yeah, some of these companies also. And you're a law enforcement officer, but let us say for the sake of argument, at some point I'm walking out back and a guy has a knife, and I am forced to take the ultimate step in self-defense. What should I do at that point? I've got the thing in my hand. Do I set it on the ground or put it back in my pocket? Yeah, I don't want to walk around waving it. That's a bad thing for the cop to see.
The big thing is, of course, call 911.
Immediately. Yeah.
Immediately. Ask for medical to respond as well for care of the individual that you may have just shot. And then... let law enforcement know that you are a concealed weapons carrier and you have the gun with you. And then, if you can, have it put away when law enforcement arrives and then follow their instructions.
To the letter.
Again, don't have it in your hand because that can be problematic for law enforcement.
End up badly, yeah.
So that'd be good. Those gun groups, usually it's like $25 or $35 for membership and you get a lot of information and benefits from it. Also, if you're a gun owner, be responsible, too, and store your guns properly. If you can afford a gun safe, please buy a gun safe. They usually start out at about good quality ones starting at about, $350 or so. And if you and then they go up from there in price, size, and quantity. And if you can get them as a fire safe, that helps, too, but... with the car fire, I did not see any gun safes that survived because they're usually tested and rated for about 1,500 degrees for 20 minutes to 40 minutes. And the fires with the destruction of the homes were way exceeding that. And I didn't see I stopped by a local safe dealer and he had a bunch in there and it didn't see any where the contents survived.
Yeah, that's so part of your evac plan is to get that stuff out of the car. Hey, real quick, as we're heading into our last 90 seconds here, just a reminder, we have heavy rains, flash flood warning, and a high wind advisory for tomorrow.
So your headlight
go to the sheriff's office Facebook page. We have information on this. You can also get sandbags and sand. You can buy sandbags at local suppliers and pick up sand at a number of locations. Hay bales and wardles, so those are those straw big snakes, if you will,
put out there.
That helps. And drive cautiously. Don't cross areas that you can't see the roadway where there's water covering it. You don't know how deep it is, and that can cause problems as well. But be safe and have a joyful and wonderful Thanksgiving with friends and family, whether it just be one or two people with you or a whole house full of friends and family coming over. Enjoy the time, enjoy the season, and give thanks for a lot of things that we have here in the North State and with your family.
All right. Well said, Sheriff Tombo. Thank you very, very much for being here. And that's all the time for now. Casey and our Shasta Redding and the news coming up on the top of the hour from Town Hall. And the news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.